The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
You can hear me. What's going on? Hey, we made it. Good evening. Welcome to the second hour of the National Intel Report, Thursday evenings. I think this is Thursday. Jeffrey Bennett, protecting your wealth. I heard the last 30, 40 seconds or so of the tape that was running before the program, and there's much to be said about all of it. You see, the banks are not particularly honest. They have no particular integrity. A year or so ago, we heard stories about Wells Fargo and the 1.5 million fake bank accounts that were opened up of existing customers. Now, it did several things. It allowed Wells Fargo to meet specific targets. I'm sure that it increased little spiffs or stipend to those bank employees that were opening those accounts. Although the banks as employees open accounts that customers might not have been aware of, they had sales targets to meet. Well, it was announced today that it was not 1.5 million. 3.5 million bogus accounts were opened up. How do you open up a bogus account without, you know, sending statements out to people and incurring costs on that, and they're getting hit with statement fees, et cetera, et cetera? Oh, you know, many years ago, when I first started my company back in 1996, Kettle Marine Limited, I had an account with Wells Fargo. Well, except it wasn't Wells Fargo then. It was First Interstate Bank. A few months later, Wells Fargo moved in and bought them up. I had to go in and do a bank wire, a fairly sizable bank wire, to a supplier. As a matter of fact, John, if you're still in the studio, I think that wire had to do with a very large purchase of gas masks and filters we were making. That dates all of us. And I was informed that I was no longer paying a $15 fee to do a bank wire, but a $30 fee. Well, I did the bank wire because I had to get the goods paid for and get them on their way to us. But I, the next day, came back in to stand in line behind a rather large line of people to close the account. And I had already gone over to open up another account at what then was Valley National Bank, which later became Bank One. It's now Chase. But it became interesting because, first and foremost, there were so many people standing in line to close those accounts that they were completely in shock. They didn't know what to do. They'd never seen anything like that. I subsequently sat down that night and wrote a piece that I still have in my archives somewhere that warned about the, if you have Wells Fargo in your area, you know, they've got their commercials with the stagecoaches and the guys in the hats and everything else. And I wrote a rather scathing column, which I submitted to the local Arizona Repugnant, which at that time was owned by the Quail Potato family. And it's now Gannett, and they're just horrible. And I wrote a rather chastising piece. It was actually a letter written to Wells Fargo. And in it, I made reference to beware of the, I was warning the people that they needed to, circle their wagons and prepare to defend themselves because the guys in the black hats are coming to town on the stagecoach and they're not going to be particularly nice to you. And I not only submitted that to the Arizona Republic, which they would not print, I submitted it to Wells Fargo, which they never even responded to. But Valley National Bank, which, as I say, shortly thereafter became Bank One, had that posted in every coffee break room in every branch in the country. That was pretty neat, you know. So Wells Fargo, unfortunately, my mortgage is there, and they never tried opening any bogus accounts with me, and that's just as well because I think I'd like to have them for lunch. Glad to have you here on this 31st day of August. What else we got here? Some interesting things. As many of you know, those of you who've known me for any number of years, I have a somewhat twisted sense of humor. Before we go on the air, I usually submit to the board ops a description of exactly what the coverage of the program is going to be on this particular day, and we've been pretty good staying in it. And one of them was one fortune cookie too many. And let's face it, we go into an Asian restaurant or whatever the case may be, we order something and they bring it, and you get, along with your bill, they bring you a fortune cookie. Never once have I received one that said, your meal prepay for all, you don't pay nothing, we take all. It never once has it basically said, we're going to pay your stuff. But this is a unique story. This actually comes out of Texas, and we're all fully aware of what's going on down in Texas, the storms, it is unbelievable. All anybody wants to talk about is what kind of shoes Melania wore when she went there. Well, she got off with tennis shoes, a pretty bright lady, actually. Not too bad to look at either. And by the way, a separate issue. Donald Trump today, yeah, that guy, the president, has committed $1 million of his personal money going to the aid of people in Houston, Texas. That was announced about an hour ago. But this is another interesting story about fortune cookies, as it were, Houston, things going down in Texas. There is a judge in Texas, Trey Duhon, who one day before Hurricane Harvey swept the Texas coast. He goes into a Chinese restaurant in Hempstead where he opens his fortune cookie that reads, and I'm looking at a photograph of it, boats and water are in your future. Yes, a real fortune cookie. That's funny, but it's almost sickening. First time I think I've ever seen a fortune cookie come true. Pass. Fast look at markets today. And it's interesting. I don't look at them every day. I look at markets when I come on the air with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm not talking about the metals markets. I'm more deeply involved with those on a moment-to-moment basis. But I'm noticing very little movement in the Dow. Today was an up day across the board. Dow Jones up 55 points to close at 21,948. S&P 500 up 14 at 24,71. NASDAQ was up 60 points today, almost a full percentage point, to close their session at 64.28. Gold, silver did some interesting things today. Oil, I don't know how. They claim that oil was down 20 cents. I went out and filled up my gas tank yesterday at a station I go to, and it was at 209, I think. I drove by that same station today. It was up 10 cents. How? Oil is down. All the claims were that Arizona and people on the West Coast would not be affected by what was going on with the hurricanes because none of the oil that came out of this area or came out of that area ever comes to this part of the country. It all goes east, and yet everybody's taking advantage and they're jacking the prices up. Real, real interesting, isn't it? Yeah, I don't find it so. I don't particularly want this page. Give me just a quick second here. We've got some interesting stuff to get to today, and I want you to bear with me. I want to take a fast look at metals prices because the page I'm on, I do not like. Come on, that something's grossly out of whack here, folks. Let me click this over. Come on, roll over, Beethoven. That's very interesting. I'm seeing some strange things going on in metal. I've gone to three different reporting sites that I go to. Rhodium down $10 today at $1,020. Palladium off $1 at $927. This was the close at the end of the New York trade day. Platinum down $2 at $996. Silver at that time off a penny at $17.53. Gold at that time was up 20 cents at $13.21. Now, I've learned something about Kitco when Kitco gives us so-called spot prices. They're bogus spot prices. They're bogus from the standpoint that they are bid prices, not ask. Bid meaning wholesale, ask meaning retail. But that's strictly spot. That has nothing to do with the cost of the real thing. Now, if I run over to MarketWatch right now, they're telling us gold closed up $480 at $1,327 an ounce. What's $1,327.10? I want to know where that figure comes from because nowhere am I seeing that at all. I take a look at an updated live figure right now from another source I go to, and this runs 24 hours, so it picks up each level. It's currently showing silver at $17.58 an ounce and gold at $1,321.74. I'm feeling a very tight spread between wholesale and retail. And it the point is, I guess it doesn't make a lot of difference. I had a phone call. I had some texts over the weekend from a listener and was interested in acquiring some gold, was looking for some prices. And we wound up eventually talking. And I think gold at the time that we began talking was at about $13.11 an ounce. And finally, I received an email that let's go ahead and buy, blah, 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 blah. And the problem is that gold isn't $13.11 an ounce where it was earlier in the week. At the time she called me, it was $1,319 an ounce. And she says, okay, go ahead and get me 10 ounces, et cetera, et cetera. And we eventually got it locked in. The final lock-in was 10 cents higher an ounce. And I began some calculations, and the cost of a Gold Eagle is 1.5% over our cost. That's it. That's what the network sees out of it. But one thing after another, it's just, it gives you a rough idea. But when I start looking at this three totally different sets of figures here, it throws me for a loop, and I've got to do some figuring out as to why. I've never seen Kitco that far off, and, so something funny is going on in who knows where. Updated pieces we posted at Kettle Moraine Precious Metals the other night deals with gold, deals with silver, deals with economics to some degree, even deals with some of the things that were being discussed in the clip that John played just toward the end of what's this? No, he doesn't normally come back in, Ken. Something. Oh, you didn't have it. Okay. No, it's no big deal. I just, I got things going on here. You know, you got somebody working the board and I'm here. You got things going. I'm not always looking at that board. That's part of the key. Something interesting that I originally was not going to get into. It came in just before we went on the air. One of the biggest problems we've had in this nation for years is employment, jobs for Americans. Well, the story that came to me about an hour ago is kind of interesting. You ever heard about somebody conducting a study and then it backfired on them? The CEO of Facebook Mark Zuckerberg or Booger has an open borders organization. And, you know, he conducted this study, had a study conducted within his own organization. And it's called Zuckerberg's FWD.US group. It is a pro-immigration lobbying organization. Well, they conducted a study. And Zuckerberg just figured he was going to come out dancing in the moonlight. Except guess what? His own organization has revealed that if an Obama-created amnesty program for young illegal aliens is ended, that's the program called DACA, it would open up nearly 700,000 jobs for Americans. Say what? Yeah. The reason for releasing the study, they had the intention of showing the hardships of ending the DACA program, where more than 850,000 young illegal aliens had been given temporary amnesty would have on the American economy. But this study unintentionally revealed how many more job opportunities you and I would have if Trump were to repeal DACA, as he promised his supporters he would do. This is going to be an interesting one to watch. How does Zuckerberg, does he do a back thing, you know, like Joel Osteen did? Don't get me started with the Osteen stuff, because the guy was a weenie. All right. He did not want to open up the doors of his church to people suffering in this hurricane down in Houston, but he got embarrassed into it. Now you got people jumping up to his defense. Oh, we were all wrong. Better not. You better know what you're talking about. No, the guy was just a sorry. Actually, I think if you go to federalobserver.com, you'll see an interesting cartoon, and we'll let it go at that. God. Well, let me see. How much have we covered here? No. He doesn't come back in when I'm on. He didn't tell you that, huh? No, second hour's mine, man, on Thursdays. The other day, I began a very light, brief introduction to a discussion of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is one of the most explosive discussions in the economic world going on today. And in a lot of respects, it's a huge discussion going on in the realm of precious metals. Those of us who own it, want to own it, would like to own it, have owned it, whatever the case may be. And everybody is jumping on the Bitcoin bandwagon. Some of this stuff has increased so greatly in value over the last few years. Bitcoin started out at, what, $75 a piece or something like that. I don't know. And I don't know where it stands right now. But the last time I looked, it was in excess of $4,500 per Bitcoin. For those who got in early and those who pulled out some of their gains, they're doing pretty damn well. The problem is most people aren't smart enough to pull out some of their gains. They keep it because it's going to the moon, Alice. But having said all of that, we have to begin to address several different issues that relate to Bitcoin. And I alluded to this the other day on Tuesday, that like Carrot Bar, we're led to believe that it's private nature and there's no reporting. And well, in Carrot Bar's case, because most of the people, they con them into saying, look, if you take this, we'll add it to your account and you'll have access to it on a MasterCard or a Visa. The minute you've got a MasterCard or a Visa, you've got no privacy. It's that simple. But, oh, don't listen to Bennett. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I'm hitting you with common sense. The United States today is mired in a debt crisis that we all know that stems from the nation being oppressed by a private central bank that maintains almost total control over our money. The Federal Reserve lends its fiat notes, which are backed by nothing of any actual value, to the Treasury on interest, and the American people are left with insurmountable debt. Well, we're going to pick up on that when we come back from the break. Do stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Set. Today's Protecting Your Wealth. Jeff Bennett here. Talking today about Bitcoin for the balance of this program. But intermixed with that is certainly a degree of discussion about real tangible assets, gold and silver. But let's return to the Bitcoin story a bit because we're going to jump around a little bit on it. As we mentioned before the break, Federal Reserve lends its fiat notes, which are backed by nothing of real value, to the Treasury on interest. And the American people were left with insurmountable debt. That's what your taxes are going for. Oh, they're not going for anything else. Your taxes are paying the interest on the debt that's owed to the Federal Reserve. Okay? It's why different currencies like Bitcoin, by the way, have emerged as an alternative to this system of slavery that threatens to bring about total economic ruin. But I guess we have to question the reliability of Bitcoin. There are some who feel it has no reliability. Oh, it does represent a decentralized alternative to Federal Reserve notes, but it's not technically money. Not yet. Maybe not ever. It's merely a medium of transfer. Notice I didn't say medium of exchange. Not yet. Its value on any given day is proven to be exceptionally volatile, which means that relying on it as a secure store of value is not a very good idea. Again, at least not at the present time. And with the current state of technology's maturity, well, who knows? But, of course, something like gold, which includes gold-backed currency, has always been a much better alternative to Federal Reserve notes or bitcoins or whatever, because gold's been around since the beginning of time. Of course, for some of you maybe too young to remember, there was a time that the dollar used to be backed by gold until the central bankers took over and began running the show for their own benefit, all at the expense of you and I. Now that it's clear to many Americans they've been duped by these parasites, people everywhere are evaluating viable alternative currencies, including things like Bitcoin. Now, my problem with it is I began to smell a rat very early on with Bitcoin. And I believe that rat is that the powers that be have created it, because it's nothing more than another way to suck people's money out of them. And the more I study and the more I read, the more I'm convinced that I'm right. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. That's a decision that each individual has to make on their own. According to Faye Dress at the Soren K Group, she said Bitcoin will never be a viable alternative to Federal Reserve notes or to gold, for that matter, because it simply doesn't meet even the baseline requirements for what constitutes a secure form of money. In a posting on various different places, Zero Hedge and others, Faye Dress points out that Bitcoin does indeed constitute a viable medium of exchange, meaning that a person can convert the Federal Reserve notes into Bitcoins without being watched or tracked by the government. There are benefits to this in that it allows people to unshackle themselves from fiat slavery, or at the very least, begin the process of doing so. Wrong, Faye Dress. Yes. You see, the story gets more intriguing because we begin to find that so many who are buying and holding bitcoins are likely the speculative class inadvertently betting on a collapse of economies and wealth moving around. That's all well and good, but don't tell us that it's money. At least not yet. Because as we begin to follow the whole Bitcoin story, we go to various different sources, and one follows the other. Because you see, your Bitcoin is not anonymous. The IRS has already begun moving to track Bitcoiners with new chain analysis tools. That, according to Matt Slave over at Poop Hit the Fan. The story gets even more interesting because now we go all the way to Princeton University and their researchers. And they're flat telling us Bitcoin transactions do not guarantee anonymity. We got a lot to cover during this hour. And as usual, a short time to get there. But some of the comments themselves that are left by the readers, those are what become interesting. Stay with us. We'll be back. More on the Bitcoin story. Return. Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trainer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Be back. Check. You know, for years, I really no different than the Carrot Bar International stuff. One of the major selling points of these products, Carrot Bar, Bitcoin, etc., was that they were anonymous. And honestly, it always surprised me that so many people in the freedom or liberty movements bought into that scam. Surely, after the revelations exposed by Ed Snowden and organizations like WikiLeaks, it was utterly foolish to believe that anything in the digital world is anonymous. The feds have been proving that there is no anonymity, even in Bitcoin, for quite some time. There's been multiple arrests, and they've been using Bitcoin tracking. And they have indeed occurred when the FBI decided it was in their interest. We all know how much we can trust the FBI, meaning that when the feds want to track Bitcoin transactions, they can. And it doesn't matter how well the people involved covered their assets or actions. You see, every transaction exists on what is referred to as a public blockchain ledger. That's an enterprising organization, maybe like the NSA or the IRS. Well, they could conceivably implement blockchain analysis tools to track down Bitcoin fund transfers around the globe. Of course, these days, most Bitcoin transactions were originated on so-called trusted exchanges that exist in Western nations, where governments have always found new and innovative ways to ensure citizens have no privacy whatsoever, especially when it comes to things like your personal finances. That means it's more than likely a record of your original Bitcoin transaction, maybe involving a credit card or a bank transfer. And if regulators ask an exchange to turn over the information, you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to do so in order to avoid unwanted government scrutiny. And moreover, most exchanges now require a driver's license, a passport, even a phone number in order to approve your account for trading. You see, the point is, for government investigators with a bone to pick, your cryptocurrency activities online may not be as anonymous and private as you think they are. In fact, so exposed is the blockchain to Big Brother monitoring and interference that the IRS has now implemented blockchain analysis tools to help them track down individuals who are profiting off the cryptocurrency and not declaring those profits on their tax returns. According to a contract recently obtained by the Daily Beast, the IRS can now track Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency addresses. They can do this to route out potential tax evaders. They purchase software from the blockchain analysis group called Chainalysis. Now, the document that's been provided details that criminals have used digital currencies to launder money, deal drugs, commit other unlawful behavior. And yet criminals have also been using digital currencies to ignore tax liabilities and evade responsibility, according to the story. And the document highlights how law enforcement is not only concerned with criminals accumulating Bitcoin from selling drugs or hacking targets, but also those who use the currency to hide wealth or avoid paying taxes. You see, the reason the IRS is cracking down on digital currencies appears to be because only 802 people declared Bitcoin profits or losses in 2015. Now, that's interesting. Only 802 people. The IRS says, no, something stinks. The Daily Beast article suggests that many people may have not expected the IRS to collect on digital currencies. Others may have just thought they could easily sidestep this alleged obligation. And as a result of this failure to pay taxes, the IRS has consulted with Chainalysis, who is now providing the IRS with the tools to track Bitcoin addresses through the blockchain and centralized exchanges. An article from Fortune magazine captured a screenshot of the letter, which states transactions in Bitcoin are made with pseudonyms which need to be tied to real-world identities in order to gain insights about the parties involved in a transaction and their purpose. Our tool has information on 25% of all Bitcoin addresses, which account for approximately 50% of all Bitcoin activity. We additionally have over 4 million tags on Bitcoin addresses that we have scraped from web forums and leaked data sources, including dark market forums and Mt. Gox deposit and withdrawal information. So they've got over 4 million names, and yet only 802 people declared Bitcoin profits or losses. The tool that Chainalysis gave the IRS is called a refactor tool. Visualizes, tracks, and analyses transactions on the blockchain. And agencies from law enforcement, IRS, and the banks are now going to be able to use the tool. To date, records show that the IRS has paid over $88,700 for its services. So, all I can submit to you is, you want to be involved with Bitcoin, fine. You're making a chunk of money with it. If you put $75 in and you've now made $4,500 and you sell out, you better claim it, because you're getting ready for a full-out onslaught against government's newest enemy, crypto terrorist. And that means you, if you happen to own any Bitcoin. If you're vested in that area, I applaud you for this risk, this gamble. I hope you make a ton of money. But I hope you get some of that money back out of there before all of a sudden, like the two states, what was it, Montana and one other, all of a sudden had Bitcoin accounts, and every account in those states was shut down. The people could not get anything back out of it. It was some funky little deal that they did, and oops, sorry, that broker went out of business. You lose everything. Doesn't do a lot of good, does it? Does not do a lot of good. We could continue on and on and on with this story, and yet what becomes interesting to me is some of the statements that people left. One guy says, so there you go, proof positive that Bitcoin is an invention of the CIA, the NSA, and the Mossad. Now, that in fact could be the truth. I have believed for the longest time that Bitcoin is an invention of those who own and control the Federal Reserve. It's just another way to dangle the carrot in front of us and let us get greedy and put our money in, and all of a sudden one day find we can't get it out, or it goes to zero in value. John Patriot says, surprise, surprise. And my old Monopoly game sits safely on the closet shelf, untaxed and unnoticed. I actually find that a brilliant comment. Think about it for a few moments. Now, all of this on top of what Max Slavo came up with over at the Fan, Princeton researchers have now done a study. They claim that Bitcoin transactions do not guarantee anonymity. They can identify the names of users behind Bitcoin transactions. Princeton University can do that? And they've revealed just how simple it can be to reveal the personal identities of individuals taking part in those Bitcoin transactions. If you utilize tracking cookies, transactions can be linked to the user's activities across the rest of the web, revealing their identity. Based on tracking cookies, according to Princeton, the transaction can be linked to the user's activities across the web. And based on well-known Bitcoin address clustering techniques, it can be linked to their other Bitcoin transactions. Researchers have also discovered that a surprisingly large number of online merchants who accept Bitcoin share information on their customers with third-party companies. Third-party companies meaning the company that you're conducting business with is making money by selling your name and your contact information to other companies so they can start making all these blind phone calls to you all day long. There's a security site called helpnetsecurity.com. They've shared with us how their findings on some of the merchants. Now, this is simple. 53 of the 130 leak payment information to third parties, mostly intentionally for advertising and analytics purposes. 17 out of the 130 send the receiving Bitcoin addresses or BTC-denominated price to a third party. 43 of the 130 send some form of non-Bitcoin-denominated cart price data to third parties. 28 out of the 130 shared add-to-cart events with third parties, and 49 out of the 130 leaked some form of personally identifiable information to a total of 137 third parties, and 21 of those third parties also received transaction-relevant information. So you see, somebody out there knows what you're up to with your Bitcoin. They know what you're buying. If you're accepting Bitcoin, they know what you're selling. They know who you are. They know where to find you. It's not difficult to do in this society. We talked a few moments ago about the fact that the powers that be, the FBI, et cetera, begin to do a little bit of digging around on websites like some of the ones that I go to, and they start tracking and following. Now, I'm going to share with you some pretty interesting comments that were left on the column I'm sharing with you. And you begin to realize that almost every one of these people here are leaving comments here and on other sites, writing articles or posting articles that deal with, in this particular case, the Bitcoin phenomenon. Talking Dust says, guess what the swamp, aka deep state military industrial complex, wants? They want no more cash as money. That's right, chillins. If you eliminate cash, you eliminate anonymity from buying and selling, and the ever-present, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-feeling swamp wants to know exactly where you put every last dime or penny. Cash straps the governments of all kinds of revenue gathering. They can never get enough taxes, and cash impedes their progress towards 100% taxation. Be prepared for the push to get rid of cash. It is coming. And that is what I believe Bitcoin is all about. Deplorable Grumpy says, stop. Barter is zero cash transactions. It's happening now. It's completely out of the government's eyes. As zero cash is pushed harder and harder, Bitcoin and others are cash. Barter will rule. What do you use to barter with? Gold, silver, in some cases copper. Next week, I'm going to spend some time talking about copper on this program. And it will take you down a very unusual path. Next commentary says, real money will also be used in barter. I may not want to trade for your goods, but you may want mine. That's why we need a real medium of exchange. And gold and silver are best. They cannot be devalued nor counterfeited as easy as fiat. Talking Dust comes back. Bitcoin is traceable. I've only begun to look into Zcash. Personally, I prefer gold and silver coin. The heretic says, yes, but cryptocurrencies are not regulated by the government. I'm not sure I believe that. And the use of them is exploding in other parts of the world, mostly Asia, where there are austerity issues, government problems, currency manipulations, country bankruptcies and debt issues and other uncertainties. It is safer in some cases to have your money there than in banks or under your mattress. The world will never be cash-free. But currency ultimately might not be controlled by the government either. Grumpy says cryptocurrencies have no value. If the entities which hold the chains are consumed by one or more group of majors, then at any point they can crash the system. It is not in your hands. It has no value. Precious metals have some value. Your abilities to produce service or product, tons of value. Numbers in someone's computer, no value. Might as well be printed by the feds. The heretic comes back and says, it has value because people say it does. Just the treasury notes. If you don't like that, then fine. It doesn't make it any less true. No, heretic. It has value because people say it does? No, it's very much like the dollar. It has value because people believe it does. Brian says it's not currently regulated, but once it becomes more widely used, you can bet that governments will begin regulating it. They're already working towards that. And I think we've made that very clear now that we know the IRS and others are very deeply looking into this stuff. Oh, boy. Here's the best comment of all of them. Sir Tanley says, as long as there are hookers and as long as there are drug dealers, there'll be some kind of cash, even if it becomes barter for ammunition. Ah, that's right. A little brass, a little lead. Yeah, you get the idea. Talking Dust says the government wants to regulate both of those industries. Jack says, nowadays only a fool would think that they're anonymous online. And I think that's a very major key here. How many of these people in here leaving comments, and there's a lot of them, on this story about Princeton University. How many of these people are vested in any cryptocurrency? You start doing a lot of trading through your smartphone, online, through your internet connections, etc. Don't think they're not following you. Don't think that they're not watching every darn thing that you do. These are things that get of great concern to me. Comment says, anonymity has always been an important component to stopping government oppression. You used to be able to buy money orders for mail purchases. Slow, but why is it the government business what you buy? Now we've got the communists of Silicon Valley trying to be the government. They know which Supreme Court judge bought condoms when he was 1,000 miles away from home and his wife. They know all the dirt on every influential person and can force compliance to their wishes. Oh, sounds like we're talking about politicians, doesn't it? And Dogman says, but they can't seem to find anything about Hillary or Obama or Wasserman Schultz or Bernie or Feinstein. They must be mysteries. Side issue, but you get the point. They can only find out information on those that they want to find information out on. Don't think Silicon Valley doesn't have the information on Hillary and Obama and Wasserman Schultz and Feinstein and McCain and all the rest, because they do. That's why these politicians continue to dance to the music that's dished out to them by Silicon Valley and many other areas. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody walks into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right.
Hey, we're back with our final comments for this day. Headline just posted up, Trump to end DACA amnesty. Let's see if this comes through. That might open up those 700,000 jobs to eligible Americans. Wouldn't that be something? I saw an article this morning said, yeah, 6 months, 7 months in office, this guy's not done anything, blah, blah, blah. You know what? They're not. All the little things add up to big stuff. And I'm not a huge fan, okay? Final comments. John Thompson says, if you allow the cookies, then what's going to be anonymous on the internet? Same can be said of any website or transaction with an online merchant. If the merchant reveals your info, then it's revealed. The benefit of Bitcoin is the government doesn't control it and can't print more, which is already theft through inflation. Also, it's more anonymous, but not perfectly anonymous. Bitcoin is the most accepted of these type of currencies. Then there'll be better technology, but I doubt the government will allow any of it to really become dominant. This is the same government that routinely violates the U.S. Constitution, so do not expect them to let the people have the power or for the government to lose the ability to steal what you worked to earn by printing up more. Theft through inflation. The federal government is no better than a counterfeiter when it comes to stealing the value of what you work to earn by diluting the money supply. And finally, from DeGriff, he says, you're 100% correct. That's exactly why Bitcoin will fail. A lot of people are going to lose money, not the fictitious Bitcoin money, just the initial investment. If any of them are smart, they will have their initial outlay off the table long ago. But human greed is a powerful motivator and a killer. That says so much, and I've really just kind of run over a lot of the loose stuff. Later this evening, every one of these Bitcoin pieces that I've shared with you, we will have posted at KettleMorainePreciousMetals.com. I hope that next time we're together, we'll have a little bit of change in the name of that website. We're trying to abbreviate it to make it simpler. Any questions you've got, you're interested in talking to us about the program, interested in looking into real money, that's what we do here on behalf of RBN. Kettle Marine Limited is the official precious metals representative and broker for the Republic Broadcasting Network. I invite you to call us. We have a phone number that is locked in just for RBN customers, 602-909-2-8691. I'm sorry, 602-909-8691. I'm the only one you're going to get, but I will also tell you, on that particular phone right now, a lot of times you can text to that number because it does happen to be a cell phone, or you can just leave a message. I may wind up having to call you back. I'm not always available to instantly answer that phone, but I get back to you pretty darn quickly. Yeah, been an interesting day. Watching this Bitcoin story begin to unfold, I am more and more convinced that I was right from the very beginning. Whether government's involved in designing it or not, I don't know, but they're very quickly going to find a way to control it. Controlling money in any form, is merely a way of continued control of us. When you acquire precious metals from Kettle Moraine, or through RBN, we maintain a strict degree of privacy. We're not required to report those transactions. There's your privacy. Keep it in mind. See you next week. Have a great weekend. It's Labor Day coming up. We'll see you after that. Bye-bye.
Take America back. We must take America back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.